This is Jerry Only of the Misfits. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Hudson.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when RHA gets together in the south of France for an improvised reunion. Plus guitar riffs for a new space age from Cosmic Letdown and a stop in Prohibition-era Chicago with Brian Carpenter. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nancy Barber and Bill Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. The minimum wage rate for workers in upstate New York is again set to increase at the end of the year. In making the decision, state Labor Department officials said they wanted to help workers who have been struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic, but small businesses are worried about the impact it will have on them. The state has been incrementally raising the minimum wage for the past 4 years in a phase plan approach. Ken Polonsky with the Business Council of New York State says businesses now desperately need help and this is not the time to be piling on extra costs. For Westchester and Long Island, the minimum wage will increase to $14, up from $13. New York City will stay at $15. For the rest of the state, the minimum wage will increase to $12.50, up from $11.80. Polonsky says the increase will cost businesses around $1,400 per employee annually. Assemblymember Pat Fahey argues the workers have also been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Many have seen their hours cut and have been working multiple jobs to make ends meet. Fahey said that she understands that businesses need assistance from both the state and federal government in order to survive the next few months, but disagrees that this is the area to cut. Immediately before the pandemic started, New York achieved record low unemployment at 3.7% following 4 years of increases to the minimum wage. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Eduardo Medina is reporting for the Times Union. Freezing temperatures means the snow will be with us for a while. After a powerful nor'easter dropped 15 to 30 inches of snow in the capital region on December 17th, the National Weather Service expects the snow will stick around for at least a couple of days because below freezing temperatures will continue at least through the weekend. Tom Wasula, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Albany, said, and I quote, "We will see an increase in some sunshine," end quote. The sunshine could help with melting some snow still on roads, but he added, and I quote, "actual snowpack won't be melting much at all," end quote. Temperatures Friday night are expected to drop to 5 degrees Fahrenheit, which could harden and compact the snow. With the final total of 22.9 inches at the Albany Airport, the December 16-17, 2020 snowstorm ranks as the 8th largest snowstorm of all time and the 4th all-time greatest December snowstorm. On Sunday, the capital region may get into the mid-30s, but that does not mean a significant melting of the snowpack, Wasilla said. No snow emergency in the city of Hudson, but parking instructions have been posted to the city website. Normal alternate side parking rules are generally in effect. However, on Friday afternoon, orange no parking signs will be posted. Drivers are advised to look out for the signs and to refrain from parking where the signs are located after midnight Saturday, December 19th. Overnight parking is permitted on the odd side of the street unless otherwise indicated. Parking is allowed on both sides in municipal lots. The Village of Catskill Police Department's parking plan for snow removal remains in effect. All vehicles must be parked on the odd side of the street from 8 a.m. Friday until 8 a.m. Saturday. Cars must be moved in the same way every 12 hours until the snow emergency is canceled. Parking enforcement will remain in effect. Any vehicle parked in violation of village parking regulations hindering the removal of snow will be ticketed and towed at the owner's expense. The details can be found on the Village of Catskill Police Department's Facebook page. The Troy Record is reporting the State University of New York has launched a free online training center. The center will prepare eligible students for college and post-COVID careers no matter where they live statewide. It features high school equivalency, college prep, and employment certification programs. The center, announced by State University of New York Chancellor Jim Malatras, represents phase one of his new SUNY for All campaign. Eligible students must be a New York State resident from a low or moderate income household without a post-secondary degree, who may be unemployed or recently laid off. Students who complete any of the online training center certificates with a high school diploma or high school equivalency credential will be automatically accepted into any of SUNY's 30 community colleges or SUNY Empire State College. The application fee is also waived. Those interested can contact SUNY about the spring semester, which is scheduled to start on February 1st, 2021. More information about the new online training center, including details on how to register or attend a virtual informational session, is available at suny.edu/sunyforall. You can read more about this story in the Troy Record. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend: well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 17. And on Sunday, snow showers before 1 p.m., then rain and snow between 1 and 4 p.m., and then back to snow showers after 4 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy on Sunday with a temperature high near 36 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 26 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Philip Grant of Nassau, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1. Here's DJ Earworm's 2020 mashup of the United States of Pop, his annual mix of the year's biggest hits.
Give him something to believe in.
Let's go.
Did a full 180, crazy.
I've been on my own for long enough.
Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe.
Maybe.
Though it took some time to
break cool.
Say love.
You don't have to do too much.
Forgive and just about forget
history.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on the summer's day with eyes that know the darkness of my soul.
The S-Girls released a holiday song in 2020 with a slightly different message than normal. It's called Santa Stay Home.
When landfills overflow around the globe, you sit up there in your red church robe. The charade has got to end. Mr. White Christmas, this is what I
number 5.
Two songs from Quintron and Miss Pussycat there on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 4.
I'm sitting here wondering if this matchbox will hold my dreams. The redhead in my arms go up in flames. Dissolve mighty regimes with her screams. Or so it seems. She dragged my face from the eye to my lip on the rough side of the striking strip to the port side of a sinking ship, staring at a compact mirror, the siren calling from another era. While you made faces and then blew kisses, drowned in a pool that hypnotized Narcissus. say I have a perfect face for radio, and a trumpet for listening, a cheek to turn to you, an eye for glistening. Tear that tear from me, hold it in your memory. Pull away the powder and the pain-painted dream of this and that disgrace. A silver band of marching souls, a button of brass, an epaulet of gold. That Lenten light, that slight fanfare that consoles. That trivial, sniveling rosary, that ring-a-ding rosemary. Condemned a man, alas, at last at requiem mass. Sound much better than I look, like a hero in a book. Now there is too much at stake, but perhaps you mistook my mistake for the tip in the print you dusted for from the hand you forgot to shake. Tumbledown Dick said to King Oliver, I don't shrink down at the thought of you. Give the people back their ringlet prince, just like you ought to do. Journey far from here like Gulliver, to lands at the edge of everywhere that we have still to discover. Where there's a soul of a jackboot in a broken brace, poised above a human face, forever and ever. Just doesn't matter if I should deceive you or if I should flatter. If your bankroll gets thin while some kitty gets fatter, radio is everything. From the straight to the narrow, to the broadcast from within, radio is everything. Radio is everything.
Number three.
That was Kelly Lee Owens with Arpeggi from the 2020 album Inner Song.
Number two.
Hudson-based duo Buke and Gase have a 2021 collaboration with So Percussion coming out. And here's the first track, Diazepam, from Hudson's Buke and Gase.
So we're losing physical proximity, obviously, through computer technology. Anything else?
I think we're losing intimacy. You can only love somebody that you know well. The average father in the U.S. spends less than 30 seconds communicating with his own children.
So we're losing physical communities. Anything else?
Anonymity, particularly in cyberspace, where you feel like you can get away with almost anything, from the family on up to the nation state.
So we're losing chat rooms and online salons and communication. Anything else?
Well, the capacity for self-deception, or what we might call interest groups. And I don't think those are communities.
So we're losing what the internet is promoting and cyber libertarianism. Anything else?
I think that the internet does promote sitting alone instantly. becoming absolute to reality. Do you have a grasp of reality, the way things really are in the world? Deadly. We need to spend as much time seeking all other ways of knowing.
So we're losing physical wisdom. Anything else?
I think our relationships are weaker, and I think the search for God is important, and I think ultimate reality still is important in the world today. And I think the best path that gives us some light on the future is that we are so connected to the continuity with the significant technologies around where we eat. It's very interesting. Where we come together, where we take our time, that's the way it's going to be, and we're going to get to know one another again. And in fact, I think life is a big mistake. I put intimacy with God in the discussion so he can protect people who feel that they love one another because we're not looking at reality. That's the way it's going to be. Especially those things that were funny.
So we're losing computer technology. Anything else?
Next, we have 2020 new music from Alan Broffman with Cooper Moore, James Brandon Lewis, Andrew Drury, and Ken Filiano. This is from the album The Fire Still Burns, Sunrise.
And this is Morning Bazaar from that same album, The Fire Still Burns, out from 2020 from Alan Broffman.